Is it?
It's me. There was no one there.
There was, Mom. It was him, Mehran's cronies. They want to kidnap my Hasti.
Nobody's going to do that, Saba.
You think I'm making it up, yes?
What are you doing?
I just want to leave right now.
Where do you want to go?
I'm going somewhere no one can find me. Leave it now, Mom.
I won't let you go.
Let me go, Mother. I have been nothing but trouble for you.
I will look after you, Saba.
You don't know Mehran. He's capable of doing anything to me and my child.
I know Mehran better than you do, Saba.
So do something.
What can I do? Because of the plot of land, I have checks and promissory notes. Do you want me to throw him in prison?
You're worried about your land, not me and my child.
Now I'm being punished for your mistake, Saba.
Yeah. I heard you telling that man before. So let me go. Don't stand in my way.
Okay, but I'm coming with you wherever you go.
You can't leave all the things you love behind.
What things do you mean?
This catering place. The person you have found after all these years. Can you prove to me that you are emotionally attached to me?
I don't know. But I do know that I'll never lose you again, and that's a promise.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm not bad. I wanted you to do something for me. Bring Mehran's checks and promissory notes for me.
So you've made up your mind?
You want to execute the checks?
No.
I want to give them back.
Do what?
We'll talk about it when you come tomorrow.
Goodbye for now.
Goodbye.
Well, after you, who could possibly be as kind as you? After my mom passed, you took care of us all of these years. Okay, I won't cry anymore, but you have to know I really miss you. I'll come and see you. Goodbye.
You feel lonely, right?
Yeah, and it's only the first day.
Come on, Vahid, get up. Let's go upstairs. Come on.
What's happened, Marzia? Who are you talking to?
With Vahid. He was crying on the phone. He said he misses me.
But how come?
Of course I do. We've become very attached.
Yes. With the care and service you've provided for them throughout the years, separation is more difficult for them.
And they don't have anyone else.
They'll get used to it.
I told him to come here, and I'll drop in on them for a visit myself.
You can drop by, but another woman has to do the job.
What does that mean?
Be sure the Mozin doesn't wait for too long. Hi, Mehran. How are you?
Hey, what are you looking for?
My birth certificate.
What do you want to do with it?
I want to go and seal my fate.
I don't understand what you are doing. Want to have dinner?
No, thanks. I'm in a hurry.
Well, how is it?
It's good.
It's not good. It's perfect. I actually feel bad for Sasan. He just wants to leave without anyone knowing.
I feel sorry for him myself. But this is a good contract.
As soon as Sasan has a valid copy, I'll take it down to the registry office and get it verified.
But just how did you manage to get it off of him?
You won't believe it. With 20 million.
That stupid boy. That apartment? For 20 million?
He's supposed to get the rest when the deeds are transferred, and I want you to take them to him. What do you think?
Something strange has happened. Sasan no longer owns the apartment. Someone else is the owner instead of me now?
Don't forget, you're still not authorized to buy or sell property.
How do you know? Maybe this guy is worse than Sasan. He'll start thinking it's his own.
Here, Mehran, this is the file that you want.
Yes, thank you. So, what do you think?
What?
That is the buyer of your house.
You mean that man?
He's worked for us for a few years now. He does everything for us. Brings the tea, he's an agent. Whatever you can think of, a jack of all trades.
What happens now?
Nothing. As soon as your problem is solved, he'll put the deeds in your name. Fahad, I told you that if you trust me, everything will be okay. By the way, you now owe me dinner for those deeds.
Hello, Dad.
Hello, son.
Dinner is ready. Go and get changed and come.
Thanks a lot. Did Said call?
No, he hasn't called. But, well...
But what?
He came home.
Is he in his room?
No, he was in a hurry and left.
Did he say where he went?
No, but he took his birth certificate.
His birth certificate? Hello.
Hello.
Please excuse me for troubling you one more time.
What's happened now?
It seems Beta would like to get her own back on me.
I got very upset when I heard what you said. When Beta came, I confronted her. And she got up and left.
She went? Where to?
You want to go after her?
I want to go after my son. He didn't come home last night. Tell me where they've gone, please.
I don't really know about your son. But Beta has probably gone to her brother's house.
Her brother's house? Can you give me the address, please, if you wouldn't mind?
There is no way Barrows will let your son in his house.
How come?
He's a drug addict. He doesn't let anyone in.
Hello? Hello, Marzia dear. You must be tired. Have you settled in yet? I'm really sorry I couldn't help you earlier. Now I would like for you to help me out.
Hello.
Hello.
Please come in. Farhad's not back yet. Sorry about all the mess. I haven't found the time to put everything in the right place yet.
Congratulations. It seems Sasan was kinder than I was. He gave you his apartment.
Sasan has found himself a smaller place, and we're renting this one. Sit down, please.
Forgive me, Marzia, dear. I shouldn't have spoken to you like that yesterday. That barefaced girl and Saeed's stupidity is driving me mad.
Brother, you didn't come here to tell me this.
He didn't come home last night. And tonight he came and took his birth certificate.
His birth certificate? Why?
I have no idea. I'm worried he'll do something crazy.
Brother, Reza is coming back from Syria tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. But I'm worried it'll be too late. He doesn't answer my calls. I just don't know what's wrong with the boy. Please call him and ask him what he wants to do.
Hello, Saeed, dear. How are you? Thanks for helping your aunt these last 2 days. Where are you? So come and stay with us. I'm waiting for you. I think he didn't have anywhere to sleep, because as soon as I invited him over, he agreed.
Oh, thank God.
Can you tell me a little more of what you know about this Beta?
What can I say?
Sir, I've changed my mind. Will you give me my birth certificate?
Can't help you out, friend.
Why not?
Because your name has gone down in the register.
Well, then now it'll come out of the register.
You will have the fee for one night.
On Saturday, ring me once and I'll see what I can do.
Hey, sir. Hey, son! Stay for another cup of tea.
I'm happy your accommodation is all sorted. You're finally free from the obligations you had to your wife's brother.
It was like a heavy burden that I have laid on the ground.
You have to be free from all the obligations you have to him. Exactly how much is the rent for the time your wife and child were there?
I will see to it, but first I will have to make some money.
You didn't say how much.
Around 30 million. You're having me on, right? What are you doing? $30 million?
Just don't give the check to Mohsen. Deposit it in your own account, or cash it and give it to him. I just don't want him to see my name. Why not?
All in all, I owe you $50 million. I owe you $20 million already.
What are you worried about? One day you can give it back to me all in one go.
Don't tell me you're being kind to me because of our friendship in prison, because I won't believe you. Tell me what you want me to do.
No, really, congratulations. But what a pity. It's only for a short time, all the trouble you've gone to moving everything.
Only for a short time?
I thought you're staying here for only 2 months.
Who said that?
I don't know. I just heard it.
Sit down, Said.
So tell me, Auntie, what made you suddenly think of me?
I always think about you and Vahid, especially now that I'm far from you. I miss you much more.
Oh, really? Come on, Auntie. I'm leaving there soon. But I do feel sorry for Vahid. He's so lonely there now.
You should feel sorry for yourself, Said. Listen now, apart from bringing that girl there with you, what other mistakes have you made?
And here's me thinking that you actually missed me. But all this is just to interrogate me.
Say, dear, your fights and arguments with your father are over. What's important now is your future and the rest of your life.
If you want to go over the same things again, I'm going to leave.
Where else have you been going that you forget your way home at night?
A hotel. Just an hour ago, before you called me, I was resting in my room.
My God, you're so stubborn.
Auntie, tell me, where could I sleep? I'm really tired.
Go in the first room, Said. You'll find some bedding in the cupboard. Said, I understand you've fallen for Bida, and you're convinced that she's a good girl. But everyone else is saying something different.
Everyone else say a lot of things. But you know, I can tell good from bad a little.
Said, dear, if you're going to choose this girl to live with for the rest of your life, then you have to test her. You can't have any doubts about her. You have to be completely sure that she can make you a happy man.
I'll come back to pick you up tomorrow, Farhad. I have a few things to show you.
So I will have to wait until tomorrow.
Farhad. You forgot about this.
But you see...
I'm closer to you than Mohsen. I don't want my friend to be in debt. Settle up with him.
Good night.
See you tomorrow.
Who is it?
Yavar.
Yes, yes.
It's me.
Oh, sorry, it's you, Mohsen.
What's going on? Why is this door locked?
Well, I wasn't here. It looks like a stranger came in, so Layla said to keep the door locked. So I'm just following orders, see?
What?
Yavar, why don't you open the door?
Huh?
Open it.
Hello.
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 Please come in. We're closed, aren't we? So why are there so many lights on?
I really don't know, miss. I tell them to turn the lights off, but no one listens.
Come through.
After you. So, here are the checks and promissory notes. Now tell me what's going on.
I have to finish this all off.
Has something happened?
I want to stop anything from happening.
Has Mehran said something? Done something?
Yesterday, a stranger came in here. Saba said it was one of the guys who wanted to kidnap Hasti. And we get strange phone calls all the time.
So you have to complain to the police about it?
No. No. God, no. Saba is so unwell that I can't think about anything other than her health. I can't tolerate being separated from Saba again.
But that would be giving up. Letting a con man and a charlatan get away with it? I need you to think of the consequences of your actions over here.
There is another way.
What?
That I go with Saba.
And go? Where?
That doesn't matter. Anywhere. Just somewhere where Mehran can't get his hands on Saba and her child.
Well then, instead of that, why don't you just cash the checks and the promissory notes? And instead of giving up, why don't you just force him to return the land or the money?
He's absolutely right. You persuade her to stand up for her rights and not think about me.
Calm down, Saba.
You shouldn't let Mehran force you to do what he wants.
It's what I want.
You shouldn't give up your rights. Mother, I'm not worth all the sacrifices you want to make.
I have no choice. With all the hatred I feel for Mehran, I'm willing to give in to save Saba. You can call it giving up, failure, or anything else, but I can't go on like this.
What are you doing?
Hello, Mehran? Yeah, it's me, Layla.
Hello, Layla, what's going on?
How come you're calling me, your poor son-in-law?
I want to see you.
It would be a pleasure. But if you don't mind, I would very much like you to tell me the reason.
For that?
For something you probably only dreamt of. I want to give you your checks back.
You do? I had a feeling that this is what would happen in the end. I knew it, Layla. I knew you couldn't possibly let this family problem go on any longer.
It doesn't suit you to pretend to behave like a well-mannered person. You've succeeded in getting your own way. I give up, and that's that.
No, no, please.
5 o'clock this afternoon.
At the old tea house.
Excuse me, Layla, but I won't let you go on your own.
Shab, I have the best mother-in-law in the world. Don't you agree?
Yeah, right, sure. You know, if I hadn't told you what to do, you would have fallen apart.
Well, now she's fallen apart. I think Saba's been given even more medicine and her mom is having a fit.
Huh. What's the arrangement?
She's going to be bringing all the checks this afternoon.
That's good. And listen, when you get them, you have to make her sign the deeds for the land, no questions asked.
Exactly right. Why do you think I haven't divorced her daughter yet?
Don't you get so excited. That guy is much craftier than you think.
Mohsen Karimi. No way. Let him just try and interfere. I'll show him.
The reason I've kept quiet all this time was because I understood you. Feeling small, and especially feeling small in front of a woman, is very hard to swallow. You know, if I were in your shoes, I'd be willing to lose everything, but not to be taken for a fool.
Yes, but it's eventually winning that makes up for all the other trouble.
I'm really happy for you. Do you know how many years your life has been all about land, buyers, Layla, Saba?
All of that means nothing compared to the year I spent in prison.
Financially, that plat of land is worth overall about 400, 500 million.
You certainly know better than me, Shahab. When one's reputation is messed with, any kind of money is worthless.
Give me a break. Now you've got your reputation back. Go and concentrate on the Farhad project.
Yeah, I took a bit of a risk and gave him a nice check for 30.
He took it?
Yes, it was a big show, a real to-do. But in the end, he took it all. I want to tell him about Amini as well.
Be careful now.
I'll be careful.
Look, don't mess things up. We're not talking a mere 500 million, you know. It's a few billion here.
I know, I know.
If I were you, I'd make a deal with him.
A deal?
Your dad wants to get married, and you're in the way. And you want to get married too, and he's standing in the way.
So?
What do you mean, so? You are both just as bad as each other. Neither of you can get what you want without the other, and what matters is which one uses their head. Checkmate. Your head isn't in the game. You must be lovesick, huh?
No. Oh. Okay, so you win. Now tell me what to do.
You go home and tell your dad you want to get married and live downstairs in the house.
And he'll say, of course, bring her. She's most welcome. Anything else?
You say the deeds have to be separated? Haven't you heard about your father's affection for Layla?
I've heard about it, yeah.
If you knew the whole story, you'd know as well as I do, he won't turn you down.
What are you saying?
Said understood what I was telling him.
Where are you going?
I'm going home.
What for? Another argument?
No, Auntie. My dad's not home. I'm just gonna go take a shower and change my clothes.
Don't go to any hotel or inn.
Okay, I'll be back. Goodbye.
Take care now.
Take care of yourself. So thank you very much. You want to start another argument between Said and Mohsen?
If Mohsen was sensible, he would appreciate that kid a lot more. He's not doing anything unreasonable. He wants to get married.
You know that Mohsen's okay with Said getting married.
No, he has a problem with himself. Yes, hello? Have you arrived? Okay, let me change my clothes.
Who was it?
Mehran. You didn't say where we were going.
To see a friend.
Who?
Open the glove compartment. There's an envelope there. Inside is a clipping from a newspaper. Look at the industrial activities section. You'll find some information.
Eh? It's Amini.
Engineer Amini.
How do you know him?
He's quite a well-known figure. Every few days, there's something about him in the newspaper.
This is not what this is all about. Tell me what's on your mind.
Like I told you, I basically know everything about your case. You were three people, then you got in trouble. Shirok, who was the head of the company, escaped. Amini, who was the company's advisor, got away because no one had any evidence against him.
So we're going to see Amini.
Hell, I'm surprised you were able to forget about him so easily.
I did not forget him.
You should have gone after him and seen how he was. I think he'll be pleased to see you.
I won't do this until you explain. What's going on?
Not a thing. We'll go and see him, ask him how he is, sit and have tea with him, and then get up and go on our way.
And that's all?
Then we have a few things to talk about.
Marzier, hello.
Hello.
I was just on my way out, but I heard you were coming, and I thought I'd wait a little and talk to you.
I spoke to Layla, and I told her I'd come see her.
Well, that's good for you. Listen, did you speak to Said?
I encouraged him to go and investigate about that girl.
And what did he say?
He agreed, but what really worries me is that he's made up his mind already. I told him wherever he goes, he has to come back at night.
Thanks very much.
Anything else I can do? Goodbye, then. Bless her.
I was so pleased to see you.
Yes, me too.
Come to Mummy.
Go on, dear. Take care. God bless.
Sit down, Marzia.
I want to congratulate you. You found your daughter and are also successful in your business.
I'm indebted to Mohsen for finding Saba. And as far as what you said about my work, I don't have motivation anymore.
Why is that?
Because the reason for working in this place was just to find Saba.
And now you found her.
And now all I think about is Saba. I have to try and bring her back to the land of the living.
I don't know if Mohsen told you or not. Me and him are in the middle of a conflict because of Farhad.
No. Mohsen didn't tell me anything about it. But when I came to your house last time, I kind of guessed.
Because of this, it took me so long to come and see you. But now I'm here, and I want to talk to you frankly.
About what?
About you and Mohsen. I don't know how much you two have talked about it, but I know you must be aware of Mohsen's affection for you.
I know about his problems, too.
I know you know about the problems he's having with Saeed. Layla, dear, you can help Mohsen tremendously, and even help yourself.
Me and Mohsen have already agreed that we should solve our children's problems before anything else.
Do you really think there will come a time when your kids have no more problems at all?
I don't know.
You think you have to forget yourself?
Marcia, I just can't think straight at the moment.
Very well. I've come to talk to you about something else, too. I want to know about Mehran, your son-in-law.
What do you want to know?
Everything.
And can I please ask you why?
The reason is my husband, Farhad. He made friends with Mehran in prison. And now they see each other regularly.
Farhad, you see it there? It's up there on the third floor. The industrial firm.
I've looked at the blueprints. They're good, but it's not economical.
But Mr. Amini, we are prepared to provide whatever guarantees you want for us to pay it in installments.
Of course, we demand collateral. But if I should agree to this, it means you're going to be in debt. And God forbid you could end up behind bars.
You're being too hard on us, sir. This project will create jobs.
Listen to me, son. Our resources for giving out loans is limited. We can only give out loans to projects we are sure can pay off their debt easy.
Very well, sir. But I would appreciate it if you'd give us another opportunity to work on a project.
I agree to that. Yes? Who? Tell him I'm in a meeting now, and that I'll contact him later.
With your permission.
Would you please let me have another look at that file?
Thank you.
Excuse me, sir. Mr. Keon gave me this note and insisted I bring it to you now.
Give this back to him and apologize.
Okay.
Hello, Farhad.
Hello.
Thank God you're aging well. I'm happy to see you.
That was clear from the way you welcomed me.
You shouldn't have come to my office. You know my circumstances. I'm being watched all the time.
Excuse me. I wouldn't want to put your interests at risk.
Tell me, when did you arrive? Have you ordered already?
No. Heard anything from Shahrukh?
In the past 5 years, he called me a few times. He's afraid to come back.
I've already done the time. I have paid back our debt to the government. What's he afraid of?
I really don't know what he's doing over there.
But nothing has happened to you?
No, thank God.
So then, you did get away with it?
When I saw that it was wrong, I got myself out of it. But you got greedy.
I wasn't greedy. It was my right.
What do you want to eat?
Whatever you are having.
The usual. Just one, please. I'm sorry. There are a few people waiting for me in my office. I have to get back now.
You've managed to drown yourself in work.
That's what it's like when you're a manager. Lots of work. Not much money.
I expected you to come and see me these 5 years. To see me and my family.
You've forgotten what a mess everything was in. I didn't dare to go near you and your family.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
What are you doing these days?
I've been free for a month. Unemployed. What is it? Do you feel sorry for me now?
What does that mean? If you and me don't help each other, who else will?
Uh-huh.
I have a job for you, Farhad.
You want me to work with you?
No. I'll introduce you to one of my friends. Down south.
What kind of work?
You'll be a contractor, and my friend will give you contracts. You and a couple of truck drivers. My business card. My contact numbers. Call me when you've made a decision about this job. But call me on that temporary number. You know why, don't you?
You said you were being closely watched.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Tell me, how much did he give you? I don't believe this. What a crook. Only 3 million?
Now tell me why you brought me all the way over here to see him. So he could humiliate me with 3 million tamen and a kebab?
Okay, keep your voice down. People can hear us.
What a fool I was to come here out of curiosity. I should have known he'd behave like this.
Did you see how terrified he was when he saw you?
I suppose he wanted to get rid of me because he was terrified, huh?
What did you do that for?
That's the check. There's the food. You can have them both.
Where are you going? At least sit down and eat your lunch.
Hello, Behrouz. Hello.
Wow, what a turnout for the books. Such a classy customer.
Are you Behrouz?
There's no difference between me and Behrouz apart from the fact that I give a discount and he doesn't. Anyway, tell me what you want.
What?
Blackie, who's at the door? Didn't I tell you not to leave the door open, eh?
Yes, I know. You told me that before. But why shouldn't I chat with the customers to find out what the problem is so I can write them a prescription or something? Hey.
And who are you?
Tell me, are you Behrouz?
Behrouz isn't here right now, but if you want to see him, I'll let him know.
He's not here. I wanted to talk to him about his sister, Bita.
Bita? I don't know anything about her.
So you are her brother, Behrouz? Yeah? I am Said's father, Said, her latest victim.
Who gave you this address?
Where's your sister?
I don't like to repeat myself 100 times. I don't know.
You're lying to me.
Why would I lie to you? She came here one night and I threw her out. I don't get along with her. So whatever she's done is her own business.
So it's better you see her once more and give her this message, or else I'll come back here and I won't be alone.
You're repeating yourself.
Tell her I know what she's planned, but I won't let her go through with it. Said has absolutely no money for her to bleed out of him, and his family's too smart to let him fall for such a creature as your sister.
It's sure thing. I'll make sure to tell her.
And if she persists on getting her claws into Said, I'll dedicate my whole life and do everything in my power to bring your sister down.
I'll give her your message.
Yeah, you do that.
Ah! Is this what you wanted? That miserable guy was right. This place has become a hotel. If we make trouble, he's gonna come down on us and ruin us.
I bet you Nagma gave him this address.
Nagma? What do I care for Nagma? Didn't you hear what he said?
I'll show him. He'll forget this address when I'm finished with him. It's me, Bita.
You've come sooner this time. Come in.
Hi, how are you? Yeah, I came back home. Where are you? Really? Okay, so I'll be there within an hour. Okay. Goodbye. Hello.
Hello. Were you at home?
Well, last night I stayed at my auntie's, but this morning I went home to change my clothes and eat something.
Well, lucky you. You have a house, you have an aunt.
My auntie's husband said some interesting things.
Like what?
He gave me some advice and told me how to get him to agree to us getting married.
We have another problem apart from your father. I have to show you. Let's go.
Don't you want to tell me where we're going?
To hell. The end of the line. A black cloud hanging over us. I mean this house. Until now, I thought just my life and future depended on this house. But I realize if you want to be with me, this house affects your life and future too.
Hold on, what do you mean?
Your father came to Beruze's house.
So why didn't you tell me?
Your father is worried why I don't say anything to you about my life. So now I've brought you here so you can see for your own eyes. This is where the family of my dad's victim live. My father killed this woman's husband. And if she doesn't give me her consent in 1 month...
Who is it?
Bita, open the door, please. Come on.
Aren't you going to introduce him?
Sure. He's my fiancé.
Congratulations. Can he help solve your problems?
No. He's worse than me. He has 1,000 problems.
So why have you brought him here?
Because I didn't want to hide anything from him. I want him to know the facts about my life.
So let me tell you, son. Your fiancé's father is awaiting capital punishment. In less than a month, they will hang him. Is that what you wanted to know?
No, I know that. But in these cases, there is something called blood money.
So what?
It means if we give you blood money, you'll then, God willing, give your consent, right?
Is blood money 60 million? I'll give my consent if I get the money, wherever it's from.
Saeed, get up. Let's go.
Hey, no. Sit down a minute. Sit down. I have a shop. Well, the truth is a sixth of a shop, and it's worth 20 million tumans.
20 million, which is a third.
Well done. And the rest will give in installments.
This poor girl's dad will have turned to dust before you can pay off the installments.
Watch what you are saying, ma'am.
Where are you off to? You've killed my husband. You've destroyed my life. Now you've brought this young buck to do what? To make me feel sorry for you? That poor guy had a wife and kid too, but your dad killed him.
Saeed, let's go.
Hello?
Hello. What a surprise it is to see you here. So you remembered you had a father.
With all the concern you show me, how could one not remember you, father?
It warms my heart to know you realize how much I care for you, Saeed.
Yes, and I am proud that every day you somehow show you're watching over me. One day by following the girl I like, the next day by threatening her.
So that girl told you all about it?
Yeah. Bita told me that you went to her brother's house and had a fight with him.
She told you that and to come after me too, right?
Listen, father. I haven't come here to pick a fight or, God forbid, to say something disrespectful to you.
That's good. That is good. That gives me some hope.
I've come here to make a deal.
A deal?
We're both in the same situation, aren't we?
What do you mean by situation?
Isn't it obvious? We both want to get married.
Uh-huh. So you call this the same situation?
It is, yeah.
Really? So let's say that it is. Then what else?
Well, I'm against your marriage and you're against mine.
It seems to be as you say. Is it really like that, though?
From my point of view, how it looks and how it really is the same thing. You've fallen for someone and so have I, and because of each other's opposition, we're both trying to get what we want and eventually we will.
So what's the point to this idiotic comparison of yours?
I told you at the beginning, Father. A deal.
Uh-huh. That I keep quiet about what you want to do so that you stop objecting about me getting married, huh?
That's just a warm-up.
Where does it lead, then?
It leads to the deed of a house.
A house?
Well, I have a share in that house, don't I, Father? Well, I want my share.
You want your share? Do you know what you're saying, Saeed? Don't tell me that girl taught that to you.
No, I learned this by observing good fathers who do everything they can for their children. They buy houses for their children and encourage them to settle down and get married as soon as possible.
These families that you mentioned don't have children like you.
Well, whatever I am, you raised me, Father.
You learned how to be bad elsewhere.
Good or bad, I'm Saeed, your son.
Yeah, and because you're my son, I disagree with what you're doing. Don't you understand? This thing that you call love has blinded you, but I can see clearly.
Is that your last word?
My first and last word. I'll never come around to your way of thinking. I refuse to destroy you with my own two hands.
Okay.
That foolish boy of mine.
دلم کردی که فکرشم نمی کردم چاسون دل بریدی از دلی که پای تو گیره که از این بدترم باشی واسه تو نفسش میره نمی ترسم اگه گاهی دامون بی اثر میشه همیشه لحظه آخر خدا نزدیکتر میشه تو رو دست خودش دادم که از حالم خبر داره که حتی از تو چشماشو یه لحظه بر نمیداره اما داری از دست من میری با دستای خودت داری همه خستیم و میگیری دعا کردم تو رو بازم با چشمی که نخوابیده مگه میذار دلتنگی مگه گریه امون میده
مریضم کرده تنهایی ببین حالم پریشونه عشق می‌ریزم که برگردی به این خونه حسابش رفته از دستم شبایی رو که بیدارم شاید از گریه خوابم با درارو باز درارو باز می‌سارم نمی‌ترسم مگه گاهی میشه لحظه آخر خدا نزدیک تر میشه تو دست خود